Okay, moving on to number six, low threat and general discharge cases.
Yes, the first one on item six is general waiver for waste discharge requirements, and it was actually a one-time discharge because of the discharge that they planned to continue to make wasn't going to cut it because of selenium, I believe it was. Yes, selenium was exceeding the limit, so they ended up, Whitaker ended up containing the water, and then we used the general waiver for their discharge to a containment pond for percolation, and they're going to have to retool their treatment system in order to continue operating the pump and treat system. The second one is the Davenport County Sanitation District, and that's for discharge of tertiary disinfected and dechlorinated water to a ag drainage tributary, and that's subject to revised monitoring and reporting program for that enrollment. So those are information items, Mr. Chairman. Oops.
Mr. Chairman's gone. Stepped out. And is there any questions from the board members? Do we have any cards on this item?
No.
Okay. If not, then we'll go on.
Let me ask a question. On the Davenport item, the tertiary treatment, is that something they're proposing to do, or is that already in place?
Well, it says the discharger proposes to discharge, so that sounds
so
like
future. That treatment facility has not been created as yet.
Anyone here know the status? I don't know the status of that, Mr. Hodgen.
We can get Michael Higgins in here if we need to, but my understanding is that the change here is that CEMEX plant is no longer operating, and so the CSD is taking control of that discharge, and it's an existing plant that's been there for a while.
Okay.
And the CEMEX plant was taking the effluent.
Right. They were operating the system for the CSD.
Any other questions? Dave, is that